Brenda's not here to play and to get everybody, how do the kindergarten teachers put it? We're all in our places with nice smiley faces or nice shiny faces. But we're glad that you're in the Lord's house today. Brenda is feeling under the weather, so pray for her and others that aren't with us because they're not feeling well. But it's good to be in the Lord's house, and a lot going on. I pray that you keep looking in your bulletin to keep up with all the events and all the things that are happening. And I pray that this week you'll have a great time thanking the Lord. I know there's we do a lot of emphasis on eating at Thanksgiving and watching football and family time, but be thankful. Be thankful. We'll talk about that in a few minutes in the message, but spend some time Thanksgiving, Wednesday night or Thanksgiving Day or every day, be thanking the Lord. May we pray. Lord, it's so great to be in your house, to worship you, to love you, to praise you. For you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is none other like you. There is none other but you. There's none other way to heaven but through the Lord Jesus Christ. But Father, thank you for making Jesus known to us. Thank you. And Father, I pray your anointing upon the music, upon the prayers, upon the sharing of your word. Lord, you know our hearts. Draw us to yourself. Bring glory to yourself. And Father, if there's anyone listening on the parking lot or anyone listening on the website later that needs a special touch from you, I pray that you'll grant it out of your mercy and your grace, out of your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope everyone's doing well and looking having forward to a great Thanksgiving. So our music today is going to be around Thanksgiving, as you might imagine. It's going to be a Thanksgiving theme to it. And the first one we're going to do this morning is We Gather Together, as what we are doing this day today. Let's all stand and sing together. We Gather Together. Standing for prayer, please.
Thanksgiving. different situation and how God will do that. And whether you're about to receive it, the Lord is going to do it. But we ask in your name.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Good morning again. I'm going to share some announcements with you at this time. And this is a busy time of the year, and it's going to get even busier. So let's keep that in mind as we go. First, I want to remind you Wednesday night, it's our Wednesday night service, Bible study. Come and be with us on that. And then Thursday's Thanksgiving Day. But wait a minute. Are we going to have service Wednesday night? We won't have. So that's right. So stay home and cook your turkey. So whatever it takes.
Some of them said they were going over the river and through the woods to grandma's house.
Okay, that's good too. Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. Right. I got it. That's good. So you can do that too. You can go to grandma's house. No service Wednesday night. Excuse me. No Bible study. So, okay, then Thursday, Thanksgiving. Next Sunday, you see the events of next Sunday. Of course, the youth, you're going to be in your Christmas program. Practice it from 5 to 6. And so keep that in mind. That's going to be throughout until the time. We're looking forward to that program. We're looking forward to it. I know it's going to be great. The Baptist Children's Home's annual offering still continuing on. Please be sure that you do that and contribute to that when you have time. I do want to make a correction to the next, to the Barbers Grove annual Christmas dinner celebration. This is going to be the same dinner that we've always had. And in this particular case, the church will provide the stew and all of that. All you have to do is bring your favorite dessert. Bring your favorite dessert to that. So we'll take care of the rest, okay? So no covered dish. No covered dish is necessary. Just your favorite dessert, okay? And you can cover that if you want to, but just the dessert. That's the dessert, okay. All right. Adult choir practice, and of course we will be... Yeah, that's right. Thank you. We still need help with the bingo prizes, so we're going to need your help with that. So you can come and bring those and donate that to us. Just put them on the table downstairs. And thank you, Kathy, for reminding me. Yep. So we do need the help there, but that'll be other things you can bring to that. Adult choir practice, again, as I said, will be December the 15th for the Christmas program. That's when the adults need to be here for the choir to help with the Christmas program, because the adult choir is going to be singing in the Christmas program at some point. So we'll find out when we get to this rehearsal, right? Okie dokie, that sounds good to me. And youth children Christmas program, you see it throughout at the top of the door. But then I want you to notice that Kathy has provided to you a events for the month of December, and all nicely laid out for us. And so y'all keep that in mind and study that. I need all the help I can get. They'll tell you that for sure. And so this is a great way to follow that, and you'll do that and put great. So I also want to, Jeff, I know you probably want to say something about the barbecue that we had, the Boston Butt Sale. I'm going to thank some people before he does. I know he's going to thank a bunch of people, but he will fail thanking himself. He won't do that, but everything needs a leader. Everything. And we got a good one in Jeff K. when it comes to this with Boston Butt and the Baptist Men. I want to say personally thank you, and the church thanks you for a fantastic job and leadership that you've done that, and for all the help that you had, that your employees helping too with the cooking. We thank you for that. God bless you, brother. Take it away.
I couldn't have done it without all those guys. We had my guys from Tilco and a couple other people brought the cookers and pulled it all together. We ended up cooking 70 butts. Everybody got them picked up. We had one that was late getting here, but it worked out. Everything was perfect. And then Rosina just made my day when she brought a pan full of red velvet brownies. So I'm in good shape.
As near as I can tell, no one else got any of those red velvet brownies. That's what I thought. That's perfect, though. That's as it should be.
But it looks like we're going to clear about 1,700. I don't know for sure, but that looks about like it.
You know, God knows all about it, because back when we used to do it the other way, it took a lot more people to do the job, and the profit wasn't that much more.
No.
And so you think about it in that respect. Not that I'm getting lazy, but the fact is that this is a great way to do it, I think. So. Yeah, it's smarter, not harder. I like that, Kathy. That's true. I've always been told you can maybe not work as hard sometimes, but you can work smarter. And so that's what this is about. Okay, very good. Anyone, any other announcements that I may have overlooked? Okay, then let's go to the prayer list this morning. I've got a few that's been given to me already. Let's remember Jay Julius. Jay is going to have a possible stent put in next week, and he's got some tests coming. And the heart condition, and so Jay will be keeping you in our prayers, Jay Julius, for next week, next Friday, I believe it is, for that. I want us to remember Jeff K. He didn't ask me to do this, but I think we need to put him on our prayer list. He's not feeling well. He worked the whole time sick. I could see him do it, and he's not doing much better this morning, but he's here in his place. A lot of people would be in bed right now. Really would. They would be in bed. Also, I want you to notice he's growing a beard a little longer, and he's trying to look more like Santa Claus every day. And I, you know, that's Mama kissed Santa Claus. Maybe Lori will do that for you. I hope so. It'll make you feel better. But we're praying for you, brother. You're feeling better up there.
Thank you.
Janine Carpenter, we want to pray for her that she's she fell. Jane. I'm sorry, Janie. I wrote it, Janie. I don't know why I can't read it right. Janie Carpenter fell and broke her back. So let's remember them. And then let's remember Brenda. Brenda's out today. She's not feeling well. Talk to her, and she's not. She's under the weather. So let's remember Brenda. Now, are there others that I need to remember today? Let's remember the youth as they are working on the Christmas party. A Christmas luncheon, the Christmas play. Let's remember her for that and the hard work they'll be doing for that. Let's remember their leaders, everyone taking a part in that. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you've given us to be in your church today. An opportunity, Lord, that we can worship your name in spirit and truth. And Lord, we are thankful for the ability that we have to be here, and without any fear that we can worship you. And Lord, we ask now a special blessing upon our service today as we go forward in our service today. We pray, Lord, for the music. We pray, Lord, for Pastor Ed as he'll come and present that message to us today. Then, Lord, make us truly thankful. Let us be thankful every day. And we don't have. I know it's a wonderful thing that we have a day of the year that we can say this is Thanksgiving Day. But help us to be thankful always. Help us to be thankful to you And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for salvation. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your grace that you have spread upon us all. But then, Lord, there are those that we've been asked to remember this morning, Lord, and to lift up to you personally. And Lord, I'd like to do that at this time. Lord, I pray, Lord, we pray, Lord, for Jay as he goes into next Friday, Lord, as the procedures that they'll do, Lord, we pray, Lord, you'll guide the surgeon's hands. And Lord, let Jay be restored to a normal degree of health, we pray. We pray for Jeff K., Lord, as he's not feeling well, we pray, Lord, that you would touch his body. And we pray, Lord, you touch his body with healing and strength. We pray for him. And for Janie Carpenter, Lord, we pray for her, Lord, as she fell and has broken her back. We lift her up to you, Lord. We pray for Brenda today, Lord, as she's home under the weather, Lord. We pray for her that you would give her healing. And then, Lord, for our young and our youth, Lord, as they are preparing our Christmas play this year, Lord, we pray for them and we ask for their leaders and their guidance there, Lord. And we're so thankful for them. We pray for them. Pray for Pastor Ed as he comes from toward today, to Lord. And pray, Lord, for Kathy, Lord. We thank you for her, as Lord, as she's soloing today, Lord, with the music. But we thank you for her. We lift her up to you, and we pray for her. And then, Lord, as we go forward, we'll be very, very careful, Lord, to give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. And all the people said, amen. We're going to do another Thanksgiving song now. It's called Let All Things Now Living. That means that everything living should be given praise. And that's what we're going to do right now with this song. Let all things now living. Have some stand, please. Said amen and thanksgiving. Thank you. You may be seated. Children, you are dismissed.
Thank you,
You know, as you read through the Gospels, there's several places where in the life of Jesus, something sad happens. A lot of rejoicing and a lot of great things, but there's some sad places in his life and in his ministry. And I want to start with one of those this morning, Luke 17. Luke 17. Luke 17. And we'll start reading in verse 11. Came to pass, as they went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Master, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priest. It came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. Interesting story. 10 men, they all have leprosy, which is in those days incurable disease, a disfiguring disease, soon a fatal disease, a disease where they were banished from being around normal, healthy people. They could only look forward to further disabilities and eventually death. They were lonely. They were in trouble, but somewhere or other, somebody had passed word to them that Jesus was a healer, that Jesus could possibly change their lives. And so when they encountered Jesus, they didn't go close. It said they stood afar off because by law, they couldn't get but within so many feet of a normal, healthy person. And so they get a certain distance and they cry out, Jesus, have mercy on us. Jesus notices them and he says, Go show yourself to the priest, which was, it's like going to the doctor and the doctor saying, Okay, test show that you're now over whatever it is that you had. You're better. They went to the priest and certain things they had to show and certain things they had to do. And the priest would declare them healed and let them back into society. And so they go tucking off and they start looking down and all of a sudden they realize the leprosy's gone. And one of them turns around, a Samaritan who was, didn't like Jews and Jews didn't like Samaritans. He comes running back and it says, with a loud voice, glorified God. He fell at the feet of Jesus and went to glorifying God and being thankful. And Jesus said, Now, wait a minute. Didn't 10 people get healed? What happened to the other 9? What happened to the other 9? You know, that to me, that's sad. That these people received a mighty blessing from God, but weren't thankful. Living with a thankful heart is a special way to live. It's a blessed way to live. When you live with a thankful heart, a grateful heart, a heart that appreciates the good things in your life, you're blessed. There's an old hymn, and we could have sung it this morning. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. How blessed are you this morning? How blessed are you this morning? Now, there may be somebody here that's not feeling very blessed. But let me ask you some questions, negative questions to start with. How many would like to be living in Gaza right now with the possibility of an explosion? How many would like to be living in the Ukraine? With hearing a buzz of a Russian missile and knowing it could land right on the place where you live? How many of you would like to be living in a jungle and the only piece of clothing you had, the only piece of clothing you had, was made out of an animal skin and you wore it 24/7? You didn't have a closet full of clothing. You didn't have 47 pairs of shoes. All you had was that one leather outfit that you wore all the time. How many of you would like to live in an African village that not only didn't have running water in the houses or the huts, as it may be, but didn't even have a village well? And when you needed water, you took something like a 5-gallon bucket and walked about 3 or 4 miles to a mud hole and dipped it out after you shooed the animals away and carried that bucket of water back to the house, and you let it sit there so some of the mud settled to the bottom. But that was all the water that you had. That's reality for people all over the world right now. I know there's a number of art organizations that are drilling wells just as fast as they can in these villages and sharing the gospel of Jesus. And I don't know whether they still do, but at one time I was told that North Carolina Baptist on Mission was doing some well drilling. And what they were doing was better than what some of the other organizations, because they were drilling deep wells that weren't going to dry up anytime soon. And as you have given over the years to the North Carolina Missions offering, probably at some point you've helped drill a well somewhere in Africa. So pat yourself on the back. You've blessed some area. When I was in Brazil, we went to some communities, and all the water they had was at a pump or a spigot right there in the middle of the little compound. That's all the water they had. We are blessed. We are blessed. Every one of you were able to get out of bed this morning, or you wouldn't be here. There are people that couldn't get out of bed this morning. I presume if you wanted it, every one of you had something to eat. I think about, I got a catalog this week from Samaritan's Purse, and they allow you to, if you want to, you feel led of the Lord to do it, you can buy certain gifts. You can send money to them and designate it. I'll go ahead and tell you. I bought myself a goat. I bought myself 2 beehives and 2 pens of chickens and a grove of trees, part of them fruit trees. And I checked the little boxes off and wrote a check and sent it to Samaritan's Purse and said, do that somewhere in the world for people that are in need. That's the best Christmas present I'm going to get this year. To know that somewhere in the world, I'm being a blessing to somebody. But there are other things in there, and one of them was refugees that because of the war in their country, they have to go to these refugee camps, and somebody has to come in every month and give them a bag of, I won't say it's oatmeal, but some kind of something along that line that they can put in water and cook and eat. Can you imagine that's the only food that you had every day? Your menu never varied. Never varied. You had something to eat this morning, whether you had eggs or whether you had cereal or whether you had a donut, probably had a choice. You had the ability to attend church. You're here. And you don't have to worry about somebody kicking in the door and saying, I worship Allah, and start shooting with their AK-47 or whatever it is that they have. You can worship freely. You're blessed. You came in here and you were greeted by church members that love you. They welcomed you. Some cases they gave you a handshake. Some cases they gave you a hug. Some cases they gave you both. And you know that if you called on any one of these for help, if they could, they'd help you. That's a blessing. Most of us have the love of family members. Family that love us. Whether it's children, grandchildren, parents, great-grandchildren, folks that love us. And as far as I know, in this particular group, we're all saved and on our way to heaven. You have the blessing of God in that your sins are forgiven. Not because you were so great, but because of the grace of God. Can you imagine being in one of these villages in the Colombia or Ecuador or Venezuela or Mongolia or Tibet and you never heard the name Jesus? Most of you grew up with mom and dad carrying you to church and you heard Sunday school teachers that loved you and talked to you about Jesus and preachers that talked about Jesus. And at some point, the Holy Spirit drew you to Jesus, and you were saved. And you got a hope of heaven. You got the Bible to instruct you how God wants you to live and offer words of comfort. You have the indwelling Holy Spirit who's your teacher, your comforter, your guide. What a blessing. What a blessing. Living with a thankful heart is acknowledging our blessings. And if all of us would be honest and we sat down and started counting our blessings, it would take hours. It would take hours. A thankful heart and acknowledging our blessing is acknowledging other people that have blessed us. Who's been a blessing to you? Now, you know, I appreciate Pastor Appreciation Month just as much as any pastor. And I appreciate the fact that you bought gifts and you loved on me and you gave me an offering and all of that. But you know, every day ought to be Others Appreciation Day. Not just the pastor, but others. Who blessed you? Did you have good parents? Be thankful. Did you have special grandparents that loved you? Oh, I love to go to Granny's, across the field to Granny's and get a fried pie or a Johnny cake. Love to have some of those. And Jeanette is the only person that cooked greens anywhere close to the way my grandma did. I'd love to have her, you know, she used to cook them in a big old iron skillet. I'd love to have a wad about that big of my grandma's greens. I don't know what she did to them, but they sure were good. You know, grandparents that loved us. What a blessing. You may have had a special relationship with a sibling, a brother, a sister. Thank the Lord for that. You may have a, you know, you may be blessed by your children or your grandchildren. It's fantastic. I was told a couple of people this morning, I talked to my daughter Sarah in Australia, and she said they've got a retired missionary couple in their church. They were missionaries in Africa, and they said one day recently, they said, "Brian, you and Sarah have two daughters that are so awesome, so special. Why didn't you have more?" I wish they had maybe one of them would want to live in North Carolina. But anyway, blessing. How about other Christians? Been blessed by other Christians? What about school teachers? Been blessed by a school teacher? I've told you before, Dad dropped out of school in seventh grade because he was the only one to look after his mama, who was a widow. Mom dropped out in the ninth grade. And I remember as good as if it happened 15 minutes ago, talking to my eighth grade teacher. And she said, Edward, when you go to college, and I thought, go to college? Nobody in my family goes to college. If I graduate from high school, I'll do well. But that teacher planted within me the desire to go to college. Just sort of totally changed my perspective of what my future would be. A teacher that changes your life is special. And we need to thank them. We need to thank them every chance we get. Not only should we have a thankful heart toward others, but we should have a thankful heart toward the Lord. All the love that God pours out upon us is not deserved. All his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness, his salvation, the Holy Spirit, the Bible, all the daily blessings that he gives us, undeserved. But the Lord loves us. He cares about us. We've just been singing about praising the Lord, thanking the Lord. And that's the message of the Bible. The Bible says eventually every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You read those first few chapters of Revelation, especially starting with about chapter 4 through about 8, and you see these pictures of heaven, and you have the angels and the saints and the martyrs as they're praising the Lord for all that he's done. Now, I'm going to take a chance here in a minute. I'm going to ask you to do one of two things. Either close your eyes, and if you think you're going to go to sleep, don't. If you think I'm going to go to sleep, just look down. I don't want anybody distracted, because I'm going to read some Psalms to us. And I want you just to let the words of these Psalms wash over your spirit and call you to worship and praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise ye him, all the stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beast and all cattle, creep of things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all saints, even of the children of Israel, people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name and dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people, and he hath beautified the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud unto their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment of written. This honor hath all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellence, his greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the lout with cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You remember, on the day that we call Palm Sunday, and Jesus is riding into Jerusalem on the back of the donkey, and the people are saying, "Hallelujah, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." And the Pharisees get bent out of shape. And they go to Jesus and say, "Tell these people to shut up." And Jesus said, "If they quit praising me, the very stones on the ground would cry out in praise." Did you notice there where he talked about the animals praising the Lord and the stars praising the Lord and the sun and moon praise the Lord and the dragons and the fire and the hail and the snow and the stormy wind and the trees and the beast and the cattle praising the Lord? What does Paul write the Romans about? All the earth is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the glory of God. The whole earth was created to praise the Lord. The whole earth. And I don't know how my little doggy praises the Lord, but I bet she does. I don't know how these oak trees out here in the yard praise the Lord, but I bet they do. Folks, don't let the rocks take your place in praising the Lord. He is such a great and a mighty God, such an awesome God, so worthy of our praise. Let's live a life of thanksgiving and praise. We are a most blessed people. A most blessed people. And our praise can even come out of a broken heart. You think of those first pilgrims. They'd had a lot of deaths. Their little foothold on the shores of what we now call the United States was tenuous, but they gathered to be thankful for what they had. They gathered to be thankful for what they had. And you may not have as much as somebody else, but most of us have far, far more than the rest of the world. Let's praise the Lord. Let's give Him glory and honor, for He alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. And when you do it here, you're practicing up for heaven. You're practicing up for heaven. Because heaven's going to be a place of praise. Heaven's going to be a place of worship. Heaven's going to be a place where the Lamb on the throne receives the glory and honor that He deserves for our salvation. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes for just a moment. Somebody needs to come to the altar. We invite you to come. But I hope that you'll just spend a moment being thankful. You're so blessed. I'm so blessed. The very fact that I can stand here at my age and preach is a gift of God. For some of you that are my age and maybe even more, the fact that you can come to church today is a blessed gift of God. The fact that you can get in a vehicle and drive home and not have to walk or ride in an old farm wagon pulled by a horse is a gift from God. The fact that you're going home to food to eat is a gift from God. The fact that you're wrapped in the love of God right this moment and you have salvation and the hope of heaven is a gift of God. Oh Lord, we thank You, we thank You, we thank You, we thank You, we thank You. We praise You and we worship You, King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord, may our hearts be grateful. May our voices express it. May we show our love to our brothers and sisters and those who've been a blessing to us. And may we show our love to You. Now may the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May He be gracious to you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming.